descend if you dare through twilight's veil into the depths where shadows wail, tumbling down a rabbit hole so deep where the fireflies in darkness weep. Watch your head and mind the fall as eerie whispers through the shadows call. In the gloom where phantoms stand, embrace the chill of spooky wonderland. Now welcome, dear listeners, to our dark domain, where your hosts await to guide you through the strange and arcane.
Sup, you spooky listeners. Welcome back to Spooky Wonderland Podcast, where the spooky season never ends. I'm Mikey, and this is my co-host, Sydney.
I'm trying to fix my light.
Happy Friday the 13th, and today we're going to be reading some scary stories that we found interesting on Reddit.
Yay! Nightmare Before Christmas!
This one's called I Lived Through the Conjuring Movie, kinda.
Ooh, love that movie.
Hi, you can call me Michael. When I was a kid, up to age 11, I used to have the same three nightmares over and over again. I'll get to the part why they're important. The first dream was about a witch that was levitating my body towards her and unaliving me. The second dream was about a creepy boy dummy, a puppet, that used to come from behind the old sofa and chase me. The third one was about a man with coins for eyes and was super fast. I would try running away from him on a pathway to my house that only leads to my house, and he would kind of put me in slow motion to the point where I wasn't making any progress in running away. Oh, well, I get those all the time. We all know how those dreams
wait,
end.
Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing, like, when you're running and you're dreaming you're not running?
I don't know, but, like, I end up trying to jump, and that doesn't work either, because for some reason I jump, like, as if I was on the moon.
Yeah.
So I have no idea why. Like I said, same three nightmares and nothing else, but dreams aren't even the juicy part. For those 11 years of my childhood, my house was pretty active in making unsettling noises when it was dark. Nothing paranormal or crazy, but worth mentioning. That all was happening on repeat until one day I went to the Orthodox Church for some special event. Since it was a gathering, a lot of people were inside. An hour or two into the prayers, I got really dizzy. I don't blame myself because I was standing for a long time and it was really hot and crowded. Well, yeah. Eventually, all faces
I stand
just
for 2 minutes. I get dizzy.
Yeah, for real. Eventually, all God damn it.
That's funny.
Eventually, all faces just blurred all of a sudden, and I fell down. Oh well, shit. This is not that uncommon to happen, but that day I was the only one. I remember people screaming and trying to wake me up with water, but I was just kind of twitching. Damn. After I got better, I noticed a lot of priests turning heads like something big happened. When I got home from that exact moment, the dreams, the noises stopped forever. To keep the story short, years passed and I was 17 years old. I got into horror movies. That's now my favorite genre. And that age and blindly got into watching Conjuring movies without any prior knowledge. And my, what a surprise. A franchise about an evil witch, Conjuring 1, a creepy doll, Annabelle, and a coin ghost, a character from Annabelle 3. They were all pretty similar to my dreams. Keep in mind, those movies weren't even made when I was a kid, and real cases of Ed and Lorraine weren't something you could see on our three-channel television in Balkan, Europe. I got curious and researched the true exorcism cases. All I could see is people twitching on the ground in churches It all made sense now. The priest, the way they were looking at me, they thought they performed a sudden exorcism on me with their regular prayers. Oh my God. Well, now I myself don't believe I was possessed. I had a normal childhood, and true, the noises and nightmares stopped that day, but I don't believe something so serious was happening, and obviously don't wish to think that way. I'm 20 now, and those vivid nightmares didn't make a return, nor did the noises. That's all. Sorry if my story left you unsatisfied, but it's true. Additionally, off topic, I always had a bad feeling about one corner of the room of my house. That feeling remained true most of my life. It just felt evil. Today, my bedroom is relocated there, and I sleep with my head positioned in that exact corner. I hope I'm not a fortune teller. Fun times. Why would...
What?
Yeah, if you think that corner's evil, why would you start sleeping there?
I'm very confused with that story. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I don't know why the additional part was put in there, but...
You know, right? It was... Yeah. I lost the plot. Like, what were we talking about?
He was just talking about listening.
How... It's not like I wasn't listening.
Yeah, he was just talking about his dreams were...
Exorcism?
Yeah. The dude went to
what
church.
What happened to the Conjuring?
He just said his dream. He had dreams of the Conjuring before those stories came out, I guess. And fell over in the church and started twitching. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That would be...
So was he... So, you know, like, and then... I get that, but then what do you mean the corner? I guess... I guess maybe he thinks he got possessed by something in the corner?
I don't know about that one.
No, he said he doesn't believe he was possessed. Okay.
Yeah, so.
This one is called Did He Time Travel? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I am going to put that in there.
Yeah.
I am going to try and make the story short and get to the point. Now, I don't know if to make the story scary or not, but... this one's a little out of type. Now, I don't know if to make the story scary or not. Oh! Okay, I don't know. What? What am I reading right now? I don't know if to make the scary story scary. I don't know. You know, I'm just going to keep reading. But I guess maybe he doesn't know if it's scary or not. Oh, okay. Doesn't know if it's like scary or not, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Get it? Okay, anyway. But I was visited. Oh, let me turn my phone on silent. Why is it not on silent? Alright, I did not ready. But I was visiting family members in Mexico in the state of Zacatecas? Something like that? Okay, y'all know it's in Mexico, okay? Yeah. This happened exactly in December 25th, maybe year 2019 or 2020. Why didn't they say Christmas? Wait, do they not celebrate Christmas already?
They should.
They should? Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. This happened exactly on, and I said in, but I'm gonna say on yeah. December 25th, maybe year 2019 or 2020. I was in my uncle's ranch, and me and my cousins decided to mess around, go into the cemetery to scare each other or see if we get freaked out. The cemetery is down the road from my uncle's ranch, just a 10-minute walk. We got to the cemetery and had a little fun at night. As we were leaving, this 8-year-old boy, not my cousins, and was never with us, he put that in parentheses, appear from behind us, running at full speed towards us, crying. We all screamed because we got scared and thought it was paranormal. But no, this is actually a boy. Being there for almost an hour, we never saw this kid. We took him home with us, and he says he was playing hide and seek with his siblings during the day and hide in an abandoned room. When he got out from his hiding spot, he said it was already dark and saw us leaving and run to us. I find it weird because we were all in that same abandoned room, but he wasn't inside. We got him food and water. The dog. And the next morning, we drove him to the city and turned him into police. We stayed longer for investigation, but what the police told us, I couldn't believe it. The kid we found had been missing for over 15 years. They even show us an old list on the computer of missing kids from the year in the early 2000s, and his name and picture was there. We looked back at the kid, and it was the same kid, but how was he still the same age? Wait, what? His parents got called, and we left the police station. I remember seeing a family walking out with him crying and hugging him. I don't know how this could have happened, but I'm just happy that kid got reunited with his family. Even if it was fake, that's such a good story.
Oh.
He got me convinced. He does time travel? Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
100%.
Oh my goodness.
What do you think?
I don't know about that one.
I don't know. I mean, I know creepy stuff happens in...
From Mexico, I believe it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like,
crazy stuff you have.
Yeah, crazy stuff in Mexico, it's a little more believable, yeah.
Yeah. It's just the same age. That's the thing that's, like, getting me, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And I think it was a comment. Someone said, should we, like, something about believe in him? And he said, well, I don't have any proof, so I just got to believe me.
Right.
Well, Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. The next one's called The Georgia Woods. Everything is scary when you're young, but the woods holds a whole new level of fear. When I was in third grade...
The woods still scare me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And I'm
at
grown.
Nighttime, at least. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in third grade, right when school let out for summer vacation, my grandma took my older brother and I to Georgia to visit my uncle and his husband. I've only met my uncle a few times before this, but he's always been the best. Whenever I saw him, he always had a $20 bill for me, and always took us out to CC's Pizza. The summer was going to be one to remember. I don't even know if the one near me closed down or not. I used to go to it a lot.
Yeah, the one near me closed too.
Oh, I was like... man. Oh, the one that's near me was kind of the questionable spot, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's gone or not.
Yeah.
That's funny.
He said we were hitting up Disney World, Universal Studios, and SeaWorld.
Ooh.
Oh, damn.
Ooh, and we would be staying. That got money.
Yeah, for And we would be staying at his home till we got everything settled. As a kid, this was without a doubt going to be the best summer of my life. With so much fun on the horizon, I never thought anything scary would happen, right? School let out on May 25th, right. Yeah, and we were all at his home by May 30th. Driving from the airport to his home was so much different than driving through El Paso. There were trees everywhere, and it seemed to get darker the further we drove in. Yeah. Despite it being like 2 in the afternoon, his home was in a cul-de-sac surrounded by thick woods. When we pulled into his driveway, I noticed that there was a small creek that split the property between him and his neighbor. It was really nice looking, but eerie at the same time. Yeah, I remember when I visited out there, there's definitely a lot of trees.
Where is it?
In Georgia.
Oh, okay. Never been there.
Yeah. I mean, I like all the, if you like trees and stuff, it's nice.
How's he going to Disney World if they went going to Georgia?
I guess they're driving to Florida. I don't know. Maybe he'll.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay, yeah, maybe they'll come up.
We entered his home through his living room. It was all wood paneled and almost looked like we were walking into a luxury cabin. Upstairs was nice with all the bedrooms and the kitchen and the other living room. He also had a lot of big windows. You could see the woods from almost anywhere upstairs. Now, it was super hot outside, and my uncle's house was cooled down, but it was chilly. Like, I wanted to stay outside and warm up after I walked in, when I walked upstairs through, it was very warmer. So I just thought his air conditioner was downstairs. After he showed us around, I started to unpack my stuff in my cousin's room. We would be sharing a room, but I saw it as an every night slumber party. Got it.
Hello, fight.
Yeah. While I'm packing, I got cold again, like goosebumps all over my thighs and arms. I put my stuff down and walked out to go outside. But right when I walked out of her room, I was warmed up again. I chalked it up to this place having a good air conditioner. Our first night there...
Wait, I'm confused. Warm, like, wouldn't that be heat? Air conditioner. So, or is that just, both? I don't know. Is that both?
No, well, there's a heater and an air conditioner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Proceed.
Our first night there is when it all started. We had just had dinner while my grandma and cousin went out and got ice cream for dessert. My uncle made hamburger helper and ordered a few pizzas. Damn.
Ooh, hamburger helper hits. Let me tell you.
It does, yeah. I was just thinking about that like a few weeks ago. I was like, so do good. They still make that stuff?
Yeah. I haven't had it so long. That one's
same. It was one of the best dinners I've had in a while. Then we all
They got hamburger helper and pizza. Oh,
yeah, geez, that's what I'm saying. They like feasted.
And go with the Disney World, Universal, and Zero. Oh, man, these people have money.
Yeah, Uncle this has money.
That's crazy.
Then we all sat down in the downstairs living room to watch a Goofy movie. I managed to stay awake the whole movie, but
wait, so, what movie?
The Goofy movie. Oh,
yeah. This is the best time. This is my kind of night.
Yeah, having pizza during that pizza scene.
And a Goofy.
Yeah.
And a Goofy movie. Oh my god, that pizza looks so good.
Uh-huh, it does. I managed to stay awake the whole movie.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, but succumbed to my food coma when they started up Homeward Bound. Oh, come on. I love that movie. I crashed down on the couch.
I don't know what that one is. I don't know what that one is.
Oh, that's the one where
that movie,
the two dogs and a cat are talking, and they their family takes them to like their cousins or something, to a ranch to take care of them while they have to go on a plane. Is it a plane flight or something? They had to go somewhere for work, and they think the animals think that the owners left them, so they escape the cousin's house and try to find them and. They get lost, and the people don't find them until, like, the very end. But, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's some sad moments in there. I crashed out on the couch, and they had covered me up and let me sleep there for the night. I woke up later, and everything was pitch black downstairs. I looked around while my eyes adjusted and saw a faint light by the TV. My vision was still blurry, but it looked like a column of faint light right in front of the TV. I stood up and my eyes were mostly adjusted, but this column of light was still there. The longer I looked at it, the more it started to look like the faint outline of a person. No, close it, go back to sleep. I didn't know what was going on and was wondering where the light was coming from, so I walked towards it and reached out my arm.
Why would you do that?
Real. My hand was in this light. My hand was in this light, and it was like someone turned on the air conditioner again. I was freezing again, and goosebumps ran up my arm. I pulled my arm back.
This is confusing me. First he's hot, and then he's cold. What is going on?
Yeah. It's like, is it the house or is it him?
Because he's like ghost being cold, right?
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
I pulled my arm back and stepped back. Then something happened that made me run upstairs. The light started getting closer to me. I stepped back and ended up plopping down on the couch behind me while this thing was getting closer. I ended up climbing over the couch and running upstairs. I ran to my cousin's room and got under the covers with them. I shut my eyes and tried to fall asleep while my heart was racing and I was breathing hard. I don't remember when I fell asleep, but I remember waking up to the smell of bacon. During breakfast that morning, I tried telling everyone what happened, but no one took me seriously. my uncle started singing the Ghostbusters theme song. That's messed up.
That was funny. You've been waiting for that moment.
Yeah. And my cousin just kept trying to scare me all day. I wish I could say this was all happened while I stayed there, but I'd be lying to you. I mean,
well, hello, tell us the rest.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you...
I'm still confused. How were they going to Disney World from Georgia, but okay.
It must be close. So it's a 6-hour drive. So they must have been staying the night down there or something. That uncle is rich.
Yeah, for sure. Hamburger helper and pizza.
Hamburger helper and pizza. It's not even a side dish. It's just two meals.
And SeaWorld, Universal, and Disney World. You know how much that cost?
Oh my god. Well, yeah, it didn't even... And I think the story was recent, too, so...
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, when he was in third grade. Okay, so it might have been a little while ago.
Okay, yeah, it was. Okay, it was cheaper back then.
Yeah. But still. Oh, my goodness. Because I know when I went, they, like... I think they had, like, some type of deal for going to all the Disney parks. If you went, like, in the same week or so. But those are three different companies.
Yeah, that's what, I don't think they have. I don't know. Maybe they did it back then. Maybe if you bought, you could get like a deal for all three.
Maybe. Oh. Either way, those kids had a good freaking summer.
I didn't go to. I went to Florida when I was one, and then I never went back until last year. Oh. Well, this year, not last year.
Yeah.
I keep feeling like it's like so long since I went. Like, right. But no, I just went.
Yeah, I was thinking about a couple things, too, and I was like, that happened, like, 2 years ago. No, it was only a couple months. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I was like, oh. I'm going again next year. Well, I have to.
Yeah. I want to go right, because of the tickets and such. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get you.
Before October.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, that was really nice of Disney. I never knew Disney would do something like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they would do that, but that's really cool.
No. I did not think.
Yeah.
Does we have the rain all day? I mean, they should because it rained all day, but stuff didn't happen.
Right. Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of the rides are closed down because of it, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Only the inside boring ones open.
Your small world.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, I hated that ride. Amelia loved it though.
I only willingly go on it if it's super hot outside.
Next story. Let's get it. Okay. Next story is called Midnight Run. All right. Let's see. No, honestly, that's already scary. Run and midnight, you know.
Yeah, well, you already got me. Yeah. Well, I mean, not ran into people. I drove past people like around that time. It's like taking a jog on the streets. I'm like, what are you doing? You look like you're up to no good. Like,
yeah. Ooh. Yeah, For one, I don't trust anybody. When it gets dark, I don't trust nobody.
Yeah, I don't care if you're the friendliest look. Like, the friendlier you look, the more iffy I'm going to be about it, too. Like,
yeah.
I think it was How I Met Your Mother. There's always one quote in there. I always remember, it's like, nothing good happens past 2 a.m.
Yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Midnight Run. I really don't care what people say about this because I don't really tell people and I ain't never on this app anyway. That sounds sassy. Like,
yeah. Hey, cool girl, right?
Okay. This is my first time in over 4 months or something like that. Wow. We haven't been on Reddit in 4 months. It's crazy. But this is my story. So, this happened about 2 years ago. I was 17 at the time. You know when you get into that phase of, oh, I need to work out every day, all day, nonstop? No, I never got into that.
Nah.
Never in my life. No, you're on your own with this one. And I never wanted to do that. Even when I was a teenager. No, never.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I was in that era of being a teen boy. Okay. Were you in that era?
Of wanting to work out every day nonstop? Hell no. I wanted to go home. No. Hey,
Like, we want to work out all day. Come on now.
Like, hanging out at the movies or something, or at a friend's house playing video games. Like, no. Like, the most we did was, like, probably run around with skateboards and stuff. But other than that, workout in general, no.
Yeah, I feel like that's not a lot of teen boys' mind, like, working out. I don't know. Maybe there is. I don't know. Maybe it's now. Maybe now it is. But not back then.
Yeah, no.
It was playing Call of Duty. Yeah.
Well, I know, like, my cousin, I guess he tends to go into the garage a lot and works out. And that's, like, fun for him. I'm like, okay. But he's also really into sports and stuff, so. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. I would work out every day and feel great about it. It was fun, and I started seeing a lot of progress. You know, I honestly envy people like this because I wish I like working out.
Sometimes I do,
Yeah.
I like food
every
too
day.
Much.
I had a set. Every day I had a set schedule of of things, and I had. Messing up. I had a set schedule of things I had to do for my workout plan. The normal workouts and runs all the time. Cardio was one of my favorites, although I know a lot of people don't like doing cardio. I feel like that's what I would like doing, honestly. Cardio seems easy. It's on the walk.
When I actually go to the gym, I pretty much only do cardio. I stay away from those weights.
Yeah, same. Like, cardio is like the easiest.
Put me on the bike, put me on the treadmill.
The stairs.
Yeah, the stair one.
Yeah, yeah, the treadmill. Like, oh my god, a stair one be getting me.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of people don't like doing cardio. Every night around 10 p.m. to around 12:30 a.m., I would go for a long run. Oh, that is a long run. I would be passed out after 10 minutes.
I would be hallucinating.
Right? God. Oh, yeah, 2 hours?
Yeah, two and a half hours. Yeah.
Ooh. No, you would need calling the ambulance. I got that. That's a long run.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. I would go for a long run around my neighborhood. I hated how it's scary. It's so scary already. We haven't got to the scary part.
That's the scary part. That's
Yeah, that's
exercise.
Running for 2.5 hours. Yeah, exercise. Yeah. I'm running.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my goodness. I hated how I looked, so I always did it at night and on the side of the neighborhood where no cars and no people ever were. I found peace in running a lot because I finally started to feel like I was making a good change in myself. But one night, I was on my normal run at around 11:30 p.m. through 12 a.m. It was the first night I thought of going on a weighted run because I saw a video about it on TikTok. I don't have any weighted gear, so I took one of the plates from my home gym, which was about 45 pounds, into my backpack. And
thief. Thief.
Torture. Oh, my goodness. I don't know about that one. And thought if it went well for a while, I could add more weight. I went out. I think 45 pounds is enough for me.
Yeah.
I went out.
15 pounds would have me breathing
heavy. I went out for a run around my neighborhood. Honestly, yeah. How much you have back there? Oh, 5.
Yeah. Oh, too much.
Oh, my goodness. Right? Oh, my goodness. It reminds me. What was that show? Was it SpongeBob when he says, what do you have in there, rocks? And he's like,
oh, yeah, it was literally rocks. Yeah.
Was
oh
that
my
SpongeBob?
I think so.
What was that episode?
Oh, no.
What do you have in there, rocks?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I think it was SpongeBob. It just
sounds like a SpongeBob thing.
Patrick with the rocks. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, there is something similar. It was a movie, and like she hits him with a purse. It's like, what do you got in there? Bricks? And I think there was actually bricks in there.
Oh, there was actually bricks.
It might have been the 101 Dalmatians live action. I think she hits him with a purse.
Oh my goodness. Oh, and if y'all want to look up that scene, it's SpongeBob, the hotel one with Patrick and Squidward. It's very funny. And if you don't think SpongeBob is funny, you're weird, okay?
I know, if at least like one episode didn't get you laughing, then the problem isn't the show.
Yeah. I went out for a run around my neighborhood to the dark saluted area on the sidewalk. Why'd you do that? I never thought of it as a creepy place. I didn't want to be. It always made me feel safe in a way. I don't know how to describe it, but somebody has to know how I feel. Anyway, yeah. It had a dirt road going all the way. I don't know how you feel, but I'm going to keep reading. Oh my goodness. The white is like hurt in my head, and I'm like,
oh.
If I look weird reading, that's why. It had a dirt. Okay, I read that. Wait. Oh, yeah. Anyway, it had a dirt road going all the way alongside the big neighborhood and had a canal on the other side of the dirt road. What's a canal?
You know what? It's kind of like a river.
We're just going to keep reading. What is that? Oh, okay. And on the right side of it was the fences of the people in the neighborhood. And along the fences, there was a bunch of shrub and bushes and trees occasionally. This particular night, none, and I mean nobody's lights were on. And usually the lights were on. That should have been sign number one of it being a bad night ahead of me. But I didn't think too much about it and moved on. These runs weren't really running. More jogging up with stops in between to catch my breath and water breaks. As I was jogging, it felt like a normal night, but about halfway through my jog, I swear I heard heavy breathing behind me. I would have been sprinting, listen.
Yeah, yes.
Ooh. You have that? Oh no, I can't. I don't like that. Not close, maybe about 30-something feet behind me. I looked and didn't see anybody, and blamed it on my creative thinking. I kept my run going and didn't stop for another 10 minutes. When I was about to stop, I heard it again. The same heavy breathing as before. I turned and saw nothing again. I was getting a little freaked out at this point, but didn't want to let whatever I thought was following me Didn't want to let whatever I thought was following me know I knew it was there. Tongue twister okay. Right there.
Yeah.
At the end of my neighborhood, when I go around on the other side of the canal to run back towards the main road, I heard rocks kicking. Not rocks again.
Yeah. And
I heard rocks kicking and heavy breathing again. I was at the other side of the canal across the little bridge. I saw a figure in all black. I couldn't tell the gender, race, or anything really. It looked a bit taller than me, and I ran. When I turned around to see what it was, I didn't see it anymore. But as I was still running, I hear somebody speak loudly saying, "Hey, I see you." Oh. Absolutely not. Nah. I'll never run again.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I would have never seen it because I wouldn't run in the first place.
Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't catch me out there running in the middle of the freaking night.
Hey, I see you coming from the right of me. I threw my bag on the dirt and sprinted. There we go. I was waiting for it to sprint as fast as I could. As soon as I let down the weight, I felt a wave of relief because I felt so springy and just felt so much faster. I wanted to make it out with my weight in my bag, but I'd rather be alive than dead than die with weights. And when I was almost back to the main road, I saw it. Its face dark and eyes wide. Its eyes were completely gray, other than the white around. I couldn't make any other feature other than not knowing if it had features. I got to the busy main road finally and looked back. It was gone. I came back the next day with my brother and a couple of friends when it was bright outside in search of my backpack and found it with a note attached that said, "See you soon." Oh, absolutely not.
Nope.
The bag was me staying there.
Yeah.
Kind of the tracker on it now. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, hell, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Thinking about it now gives me chill. It did it then?
Yeah.
This guy needs more self-awareness.
Yeah.
If you're watching this, okay, they're not. But if they were, you need more self-awareness. Later that day, me and my friends were sitting in my room smoking and just chilling out. There you go. That's a normal 17-year-old.
Yeah.
That's a normal. Smoking, chilling, playing video games. Oh my goodness. I was on my phone when I saw on some news app that my phone automatically had downloaded that a man around his late 40s R-worded and killed a hitchhiker. What is it? It's backwards, like at Deluxe yeah. or something.
Oh my god. The hike hitcher is at it again.
The slash slinging.
Yeah.
The hat slinging. The hat slinging slasher. We saw a man killed a hitchhiker and a guy walking his dog in my city. Oh, he better not touch the dog. The same week that I had my experience, which would explain why people had their lights off. I never saw that man again, and I never saw him on the news or anything like that ever again. I'm not sure if he got caught or not, but after that night, I made sure to never go running at night again.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Oh, good riddance.
The only thing I don't understand, what do you mean it automatically downloaded? So, I mean, no, actually, never mind. Take that back, because my phone automatically downloads stuff. So never mind.
Oh, really?
I believe
it. Oh, news app. Okay. Yeah,
like it has random apps.
Yeah, it has like a set of apps.
It will, and then I'll get random, and I get random like news that'll pop up, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't care.
Like, no, I get my news.
The craziest news titles too. So I get.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was interesting. I'm glad you never went running again.
Yeah.
Now, what did we learn? Exercise can kill you.
Exercise kills.
Because if he never went running, you know that would have never happened.
Like, yeah, and definitely if you didn't go running that nighttime, like in yeah, the middle exactly. of the night, like no one's going to be out there goodness. Except for creeps. Like, come on.
Yeah, like that one.
Yeah, like that one. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Then you wake up in the morning with a note.
I couldn't even.
Wake up in the morning with a note on your backpack saying, see you soon.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And he takes the backpack home. Like...
Yeah. He probably didn't even search it. That backpack would be in the trash. Yeah.
He just got you. Typical 17-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
Okay. The hellhound next door. Growing up in the same neighborhood your whole life, you get to know the community and your neighbors pretty well. What happened one night made me want to move out immediately. I lived in the same neighborhood from elementary school all the way up till I got out of college. Everything was within walking distance. The people were mostly nice, and I was a stone's throw away from three really nice parks. Our neighbors, we'll call them the Smiths, were an elderly couple who kept to themselves. Their home was a two-story that sat higher than ours, so their backyard was set up in such a way that it was like they could look down into our backyard. I've been to a house like that. I don't care for that style much. It's weird.
Yeah.
I will always say I used to get a little creeped out when I would let my dog out to piss at night, and I'd see Mr. Smith standing there in her backyard alone with the lights off. Okay.
Reminds me of what we're just talking about, the hashtag and slash. Yeah.
Mrs.
Or
that Smith.
Episode where he's like, he's just standing there. Yeah. He's just standing there menacingly.
I would call out to her and see if she's okay, but I never got a response. Sometimes I'd see her husband bring her inside. So I'm assuming it was dementia or something that was causing her odd behavior.
I was about to say, does she have dementia?
Must be. In 2016, I remember it being around the time the first Deadpool movie came out. Mrs. Smith had passed away, and not too long after that, so did her husband. Oh. Their house went up for sale, and it
that's
stayed...
That's true love right there.
Yeah. Their house went up for sale, and it stayed for sale for months. Without them there, their home seemed creepy to me. Maybe it was because they had just died, but I was starting to feel uneasy about the house itself, like something else was there. Then one night, something happened that I still can't believe. My little brother was out with his friends like always, and I had fallen asleep watching Adult Swim. It was around 2 a.m. when I woke up and I headed to the bathroom. When I passed the living room, my little brother was crying and he looked pale. My mom and dad were asking him stuff like, what do you mean it talked? And are you sure you saw that? Oh my god. All right.
What?
I asked him what was going on and they told me not to worry and to go back to bed. Oh, that's when you definitely worry. I was already half asleep, so I just took a piss and headed back to bed. The next morning, okay. Yeah, all
TMI,
right,
but okay.
not my problem. the next morning, my little brother stayed home from school, and I asked my mom what happened. She said he had seen something in the Smith's backyard that scared him so much he couldn't stop crying. My dad even went out there with a flashlight to look around, but nothing was there. I went to my classes for the day, and when I came back, my brother was in my room, and I said I saw him crying last night and asked him what happened. He looked at me, and I've never seen those eyes on my brother before. He looked desperate and scared. I just told him, it's okay, and you don't have to tell me anything if you don't want to. And he swallows and tells me what he saw last night. He said his friend Andrew has dropped him off and he wanted to come in through the side door instead of the front so he wouldn't wake his mom and dad. Walking up to the door, he said he looked up to the Smith's backyard and saw a big dog with black and orange fur. He stopped and stared at it, and then he said it began to speak. The dog's mouth remained closed, but he could hear its voice in his head. It knew his name and where he had been and what he was doing. He said its eyes were a red color that faded into black. Oh, that's nightmare fuel. He managed to unlock the door, go inside, and shut it. He said he stood there sweating and covered in goosebumps. Then he started bawling his eyes out and couldn't stop. Mom and Dad woke up and came to see what was wrong, and that was around the time I woke up to see the rest. I hugged him and told him I'm sorry. I mean, it sounded like my brother had just seen a damn demon. I was confused because the Smiths never had a dog, and the only one could get into the backyard was by jumping the spiked steel gate that they had. After hours on YouTube, Google, and Reddit, I think my brother had run into a hellhound. Seems these demonic entities are drawn to death and lost souls. I still have a hard time believing it, but I trust my brother of my life. I know he isn't lying, and that scares the most out of me. I don't know how you'd be able to fall asleep after seeing that. I got creeped out the other day as it was. I got home like around maybe 11 p.m. and I had stuff that I had to take out of the car, and then I just I started grabbing stuff out of my trunk, and I had a weird feeling behind me. And I turned around, there was just two coyotes in the street staring at me. And I was like, oh, hell. Talk about goosebumps. That gave me enough. Like, turning around and seeing a big old orange and black dog with red eyes. I think I might have been. But, like, my fight or flight took over to where I was just kind of staring at them, making sure they weren't going to do anything. And luckily, they just kept walking up the hill, up the street, and then up the hill. So... yeah.
Yeah.
I made sure not to turn my back. That was the main thing.
Yeah. Oh, no, I've been screaming.
Yeah. Well, I was definitely quiet. That was for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think I turned around and I think all I said was, oh.
Oh, no.
Has
that happened before? Or is that new?
I mean, there's a couple times a coyote have been caught walking through the neighborhood. Because we live, right next to a mountainside and stuff. So they're constantly, going back up there and such, but I've never had one that close to me, so I was like, oh.
that's scary.
Yeah, because those things walk really silently. I never knew that.
All right, last story. Yep. All right, this one's called Strange Singing Mermaid. Okay. Let's see. Hey, guys. 14-year-old from New Zealand here. Before my parents split up, we used to live in a mini mansion near a man-made lake. It had a massive garden and was surrounded by land with some water and lots of wild ducks. When my brother was still a toddler, before I was born, he fell into one of these lakes and nearly drowned. If it weren't for my uncle who saw him, he would have died. when he got pulled out of the water, he was talking about some naked some naked fish lady or something. That was there.
Which half?
Right? Oh my goodness. That's so funny. Naked fish lady. Okay. I'm like, okay, it's okay.
No, no, this is Patrick.
We'll get you to the hospital. We'll get you to the hospital, buddy. You're going to be okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. That was their staring at him. Everyone being shocked about what had happened. And about an eye. About this lady. They just said,
eh. She can stay.
Roll past that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, you're... He just almost died, and like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure you see some stuff.
But also, you're just gonna skip over that. You're not gonna skip over. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Okay, where am I? Okay. And just made sure he was okay. A few years later, when I was like 3 and my sister was around 11, she would occasionally complain to my parents about this lady who would visit her sometimes at night. She was always wet, naked, and something to do with being aquatic. She also mentioned that sometimes the husband showed up. Who was not very nice, and she didn't really like him.
Sorry, what?
When this woman wasn't visiting, she would be somewhere singing. Every single night, my sister would talk about hearing singing, and the neighbors would also mention it. The parents thought that the kids were just trying to scare them, so didn't really care. This is the part that freaks me out. Fast forward to when I was like 12, we get in contact with the people who now own that house as we moved out a long time ago. And we never had mentioned this mermaid lady to them. But as we were leaving and saying our goodbyes, they start talking about this lady who sings and visit them at nighttime, who's always wet and is like a fish. We have never been able to figure this out, as there is no way they could have known about how we used to see things like that. It's the same house, just 10 to 15 years later. Does anyone have any ideas of what this could be? And then he even gave the address in the Reddit.
Oh, like, hell no. Now, why would you do that? Okay. Leave them alone.
I know. He said, I don't live there. His exact like comment was, I don't live there anymore. So here you go.
Damn, like, that's messed up. Yeah, just this naked fish lady living near the house.
Like, I was like, okay, about the store. But then he gave the address. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's messed up for whoever lives there now.
I don't know. Mermaids is the one thing I'm not, like, I never got convinced of, to be honest.
I'm kind of convinced, but I feel like something. Yeah, I don't feel like they look like half what woman, half fish. Yeah. But I think they look more like the creepy sirens that they... To where they're
I was thinking. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. That they're more creature-like looking because that damn ocean's too big. I wouldn't doubt it.
Oh yeah, there's something in there for sure.
Question time: which story gave you the most chills and why? The kid with exercising.
Yeah, that was gonna say that one too.
Yeah.
The kid.
Exercising.
Ah. No, but for those, especially seeing someone at night. Oh no.
Yeah, no.
I don't like that.
Nighttime right away. So it's, you hear one creepy sound. Mm-hmm. I'm over it. Like, no. Next. Yeah. Other than that.
Like, no, thank you. I'm gonna stay in my house where it's safe.
Yeah. Yeah. Out of those ones, I would say having the note on the backpack the morning after, that would definitely creep me out.
Yeah. But I would have burnt the backpack.
Then again, that would never be me. Did any of the stories feel more believable or relatable to you? I mean,
no. I'm gonna...
Yeah. I mean, the one where the kid thought he saw someone standing there. I mean, it wasn't from a light or anything, but I like, shadows get me when I'm like half asleep.
Yeah, like you'll wake up and you think it's someone and your eyes gotta adjust first. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like if I have my closet door open.
I don't know why that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I used to always just shut my eyes right away and just cover myself in the blanket. What's up?
I heard something one time. If you have a chair in your room,
mm-hmm.
which we all pretty much do have a chair in a room.
Yeah.
If you, up is true. But like a spirit will sit there and watch you at night if you don't have it filled up. So that's why I throw all my stuff right there.
No thanks.
I don't know if it was true. I seen it on TikTok like years ago, but it was so funny because I was like, because I used to have my chair like pointed at me.
I sometimes do too. Yeah,
because so I started throwing stuff on it.
Yeah, well, that's where my laundry goes most of the time.
I was scared. That's the same. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, oh.
No thanks. Were there any parts of a story that you found more funny than scary?
Yeah, the run-in one.
Yeah, the run-in. Running at midnight. For one, his parents were cool with that? Like I don't know. Right? When I was still 16, 17. I mean, it'd be hard to tell them no. They're probably going to sneak out anyways, but, I mean.
That's what I was saying. They're not going to listen. But imagine sneaking out the exercise.
Yeah. It's like, well, also, like, 17-year-old, I'm sure you can go jogging during the day and such. You don't have that much going on at 17, I feel like. It's like mostly just school and then hanging out with friends. Yeah. Like, which didn't.
I forgot why. He didn't want people to see him.
Okay, well, just go early in the morning, then.
Late. I don't know. But it's like, I guess, like, I don't know. I don't know how old he is now, but, like, now people don't judge. Maybe back then, yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
But now. But also, why would somebody judge someone exercising? Like, okay.
Yeah, that's just insecure, like, people.
I never understood that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, somebody wants to exercise. And if they're bigger, okay.
At least they're trying, yeah.
I don't get it. Yeah, I don't get it.
Just insecure people.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Did any of the stories remind you of a personal experience or urban legend? Well, I don't know too many stories about hellhounds. That'd be the closest thing to an urban legend for me. I mean, I already did my personal experience with.
I feel. My hiccups hurt.
Oh.
I feel like, well, the running, obviously I don't run, but I was like leaving my friend's house one time and I was getting in a car and like this was around the time my, because I have a push start.
Mm-hmm.
So my push start, sometimes it kept not working sometimes because my battery got like loose.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend didn't watch me out and there was a guy walking and I got in a car and I was. It started, it did, but I was so scared. I was like, oh no, what if it doesn't start? Because he was like walking towards the car too. I was scared. And I drove off. I was like,
that was like me today at a red light. Well, luckily it was during the day, but still. I didn't see a guy in a motorcycle pull up right behind my car, but he was so close that when I saw my rearview mirror, it looked like he was just standing there. And it had me freak out. I almost went pedal to the metal on that gas pedal.
Oh my God.
But if that happened at night, yeah, I'd be gone.
Yeah, see, yeah. After that, I never go out at night by myself.
Like, you can't really scared. Nowadays. There's too many. Yeah.
Shut the door on me. And I was like, excuse me, I can watch me out.
Oh my God. Jeez.
Had to run back in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. What if I need an escape route? Yeah. It's like, yeah. Have you seen Scary Movie 2? Like, don't bring that shit over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
What makes a scary story truly effective? Plot twist, atmosphere, or something else? I wouldn't say plot twist. I'd say like whatever, like
no,
because like the dog for that one was scary, and then for the one with exercising, the person that you couldn't see was scary. So it's like, I guess more of the unknown.
Yeah, that's true.
Which atmosphere kind of helps with that too, because. Running in the dark and such. So as we wrap up this episode, if you would like to see more of Sydney and myself outside the podcast, check out the description down below for all our social media accounts and also the link to our Discord group. We'd like to thank you for joining us today on Spooky Wonderland Podcast. We would love to know your opinions and thoughts on what we talked about this evening, and you guys can go ahead and answer the questions that we ended on as well. And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. Until next time, we bid you adieu, goodbye, and good night.
Bye.
As our adventure ends and shadows fade, in this land where fears were laid, emerging from the depths you've roamed, with tales of night and realms we've combed, the fireflies dim, the phantoms rest, our hosts bid farewell with spectacle zest. And remember, we're not crazy here, just in a different view. Our reality's a world, sometimes strange, sometimes true. Until we meet again in this eerie land, keep the chills close at hand. Hurry back to Spooky Wonderland. Hurry back.